third session, and it covers verses 17 through 24. And the title of this one is The Olive Tree, The Olive Tree. So let's read the passage starting with 17. He alludes to it a couple verses earlier, so you might want to catch up to that. But in 17, but if some of the branches were broken off, and you, although a wild olive shoot, were grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the root, but the root that supports you. Then you will say, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. See how that's personal? I might be grafted in. This is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith. So do not become proud, but fear or show respect. For if God did not spare the natural branches, the children of Israel, neither will he spare you, the Gentile. Note then the kindness and severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And even they, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God has the power to graft them in again. For if you are cut from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will those, the natural branches, be grafted back into their own olive tree? Okay, this is a bit complex. Let me see if I can sort it out for you. Now, Paul presents us with a metaphor, a word picture of God's plan throughout history for the human race. The picture of the olive tree helps us understand man's relationship to God, including both the Jew, the family of Abraham, and the Gentile, meaning all others. The trunk and the roots remain throughout time. The branches are a different story. Two kinds of branches are mentioned, the natural ones and the unnatural ones. The Gentiles, represented as unnatural or wild olive branches, must be grafted into the main trunk of the olive tree to survive and gain eternal life. This grafting in of the Gentile unnatural branches is by faith. When the natural branches as a people lose faith and turn to idol worship, they are cast off, but some remain by faith and obey the God of their fathers. This then allows for God to call the Gentile unnatural branches to participate in the life of the tree. They join in this new life and produce fruit in keeping with God's desire to make them righteous. Thus, the sin and apostasy or turning away of the natural branches, the Jewish race, results in a great benefit for the Gentiles. They are then accepted as a chosen people who, along with the trunk and roots, fulfill God's plan. The natural branches are left out for a very long time until all the believing Gentiles have been grafted in. Nevertheless, some of the natural branches choose to remain by faith. These few in our day are called Messianic Jews. They believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of God, the Son, just as do the believing Gentiles. God promises in verse 24 that the pure fruit of righteousness will be produced by both groups together in harmony. The amazing result of this unity in the olive tree will be fulfilled as millions of Jews, the natural branches, see their Messiah return to earth in glory at his second coming. All who know and trust him will live with him in his kingdom in unity, love, and joy for all eternity. So, Father, what a promise, what a blessing it would be to live in peace and unity with people that in our day differ so much from us, are so difficult to understand. And you've given me an opportunity in my past as a physician to meet Messianic Jews and to celebrate the fact that they trust in the same Jesus Christ that I trust in. But the vast majority of Jews do not. But yet a time will come when you'll finally get their attention. And when that time comes, I just praise your name for it, because we'll be there too, and as a unified body, to come with you in victory to change this world from all the evil we see in it right now. What a blessing that will be. And we all look forward to it in Jesus' name. Amen.